Madagascar lies in the Indian Ocean off the east coast of Africa. The island is perhaps best known as the unique home of the lemur, but those lemurs live among some of the most rich and varied flora in the world. And so threatened is that flora, the British and Malagasy scientists are involved in a project to retrieve seeds from the island to be stored in a British seed bank. The project is being overseen by the Royal Botanic Garden on the outskirts of London. The botanist, Stuart Cable, is head of the Conservation Centre there and a frequent visitor to the island. He spoke to Julian Marshall.
I mean, Madagascar is well known as one of the top biodiversity hotspots in the world. It has perhaps 13,000 plant species. 90% of those are endemic to the country, i.e. found nowhere else in the world. But also many of those species, are only found in small areas. And I would say that probably about 80% of the population are dependent on subsistence farming. And a lot of that farming is slash and burn, shifting cultivation, where farmers have to move to a new patch of forest every year. They cut it, they burn it, and they can grow dry rice or cassava for a year or so, or 2 years at most. And then the nutrients are gone, and they have to move to a new patch of forest. And for centuries, that would not have been a problem with the low population and with long fallow periods, but people return quite quickly now. And after three cycles, perhaps with people returning after 3-5 years, something like that, then the forest reverts to grassland. So we're losing many of those species in Madagascar, those unique species.
And have you lost any already?
Well, we don't know. It's very difficult to prove extinction, but we know that forest is disappearing fast, especially the dry forests in the west and the humid forests in the east. We've had a project looking at the palms of Madagascar, which are a very special group. There are 200 species of palms, and we found a threat level of 83%, and there are at least 12 species that haven't been seen for 50 years. So although it's difficult to prove extinction, we think that things are disappearing quite quickly now.
So you're busy retrieving seeds?
Yes. So we've worked in Madagascar collecting seeds for 16 years, and it's part of a global program. And in Madagascar, we've collected maybe 4,000 seed collections of about 2,000 species. But what we've found is, with the groups we're looking at, maybe 70% of the species of Madagascar are threatened with extinction, compared to a global background of maybe 20%.